This is made audiobook in MP3 of Elena Danons. Contacts with Galactic Federation of Worlds, Interstellar Contacts. English transcripts, made by www.cosmiclibrary.de. These are the first times I recorded myself communicating with extraterrestrial beings. This is a compilation of the three first sessions that occurred live on Facebook in March and April 2020. I was assisted at the time by my friend Eliza, whose idea it was. The beings are the Pleiadian Thorhan from Tagata, and the Agaroth Anax from Mesa. In the second session, at 11:40, the voice of Thorhan can be heard behind mine, as it seems that microphone is picking the background noise and voices of the military station on Jupiter. This is not channeling but communication via remote technological device. Messages from Thorhan. Thorhan, densities are not universes. There are 13 densities. 12 plus 1 dot universes are another plane of matter. This is parallel universes, although I don't like the term parallel. We can travel to them through vortexes. One universe can have different densities. This one has 13. Other ones have less. It depends. Every world has its own level of evolution. Some are very primitive, some don't have even life yet, and some are the latest stage, because you need the vehicle that is relevant to the dimension or the density you want to be active in. You need to travel. You cannot travel with light only. It depends on density you want to be. To be on the third and fourth and fifth density, you need ship, travel interdimensionally. We have different switches that allow them to switch density. This is due to Thespin. The axis of your planet moving is not made artificially. This is a consequence of different factors, but the fact that ancient knowledge is coming back, is not random, it is on purpose. You are now nearly ready to get it, but not yet. The elite thinking of spiritual people already are ready to deliver the knowledge, but not as long as your crazy leaders are in power. There is a ground team of the Federation trying to sort this out, but we cannot really act freely. We have laws and conventions and agreements, and we are tied up. This is very complicated. This is called diplomacy and it doesn't involve only our race and the Terrans, it involves six races. Nibiru Nibiru. Maybe you say it as you say. These people were the. They wanted to create a special race that they would use as slaves. It all went wrong at the end. It went wrong, because other races were not happy with that. They wanted to take possession and they did. They kicked Nibiru out of Terra. There were many factions in different places of the planet. You know it was very territorial. I am not a specialist of the history of Terra but I know the main line. If you have specific questions I will look into it. Species who took over the Nibiru were a reptiloid species. And they settled on Earth. They still are here, down below. They claim Terra their planet, because they say they are here very, 7, long but they are not indigenous. Mainly underground, well those on Terra, Earth, are all parasites, but there are so many nice reptilian races in this galaxy, peaceful. They don't interact with Terra. Thorhan, hello Terrans. I will give you my name for one condition. I know you worship a lot Arkind, and this is a mistake. I don't want my name to create admiration. I am just a pilot, part of the Federation. I will give you my name, but you have to promise not to use it as a worship of Anakind. I am not superior to you, I am different but I am not above you. You have to stop thinking we are superior to you. We are not a new religion for you, so use my name as a friend, as an equal, as a cousin from a distant world. My name is Thorhan Erdian. You can call me Thorhan. In my language it is pronounced T-Horn. If at any moment my name is taken for admiration and worship, I stop everything. Is it understood? You can help your brothers and you can get help as well with Terrans, by helping them to connect to who they are. There are two different strands of human inhabiting Terra. You have the envoys who are from different stars, and you have the proper Terrans. The envoys are here to help the Terrans, to find who they really are. And by elevating their frequency, you can help them, by speaking to them, by trying to let them see that the world they are connected to is part of them, and they are part of it. Renew their connection to this world, Terra. Help them to connect to the planet. And by connecting to their planet, they will understand how they are connected to everything else. And you can help them understand that fear is not good, it doesn't help, it pollutes their energy field. Yourself, envoys, you just have to be aware and understand where your power is. The power is in the core your being. You just have to go and travel inside, and remember, your help has come from distant worlds of the Federation, worlds that were so distant that they weren't implicated in the conflict in the Terran system. But our leaders have suggested and invited these distant worlds to come and help, because you know, the war is increasing. Conflicts are increasing around Terra, and on Terra. The Terran humans' governments are now at war. You don't hear about that, but they start to rebel against the Draconians. I will keep the name that you know, then you can understand. The Draconians are losing power and the Terran humans' leaders start to try to gain their freedom again. They have been always terrified by them, but not only these Draconians, as well other races. Top off the scale, top of the power, is the reptilian from Draconis world, Thuban. But if I use the real name you will not understand. So we needed help again to enforce our troops. This is why I went to this planet. You call Jupiter. Here is the siege of the power controlling your solar system, from the Federation. It is an outpost of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Here is centralized all help and contact with the head of the Federation. I went here with two other fleet commanders, to be trained with the new troop to come back with me. And now I have one Arcturian ship with me, and now two other ones. It is 15. We have encompassed your solar, the sphere of an energy, protecting it from the other reptilians from the Draconian Empire, to come and help their troops on Terra. If the reptilian Draconian leaving Terra managed to leave this system, they will connect with the other ones and create a canal. The other ones will be able to come and we will not be able to manage properly and calmly the situation. After all this is past, those pieces must not go backwards and return to the mistakes of the past. They must learn and go forward and use the new solutions they have learned, to live in better harmony with their world. We have worked very well to help your species find a cure very quickly. The cure has been very quickly found, but some governments and some industrial companies and 8 institutions working with the reptilians have slowed down everything. I must warn you not to be injected anything by force into your body, especially if these injections are produced in America, because in this country there is a program of microimplants. This program has been set up by reptilians to implant the whole species to tie the whole species into the third density. This is their last idea, very inventive, but it won't work. Do not let any needle inject you anything coming from America made by these groups of people. I want to tell you that. I am not saying, refuse an injection, but be careful, not this one. And not by force. Your medicine has discovered a way of injecting good medicine into organism. This is a good thing to get what you call vaccine. It can save a lot of life. But be very careful, not the ones they will try to inject you by force. These contain implants. It is like a dust, it is not one implant, it is a dust of implants, very small that will settle in your nervous system and never leave. This is very important. It is a truth, but you have the right to refuse. And you know this 5G technology will be jammed. It won't work, and collapse on itself. 5G radiation are extremely harmful to life and living organisms. Any living organisms. We will not let this happen. I know many, many melodies that are not of your world. I am not very good at singing, there is no way I can transmit them to you. But if I can pick a Terran melody like your melody, you know I used to listen about your transmissions. I love music. Music is my life. I listen to some music in the ship. It annoys some of my crew sometimes, because they are not always in agreement with what I broadcast. A song that gives me courage, you have a song called The Winds of Change. This speaks about an old war that was going on Terul, and there was a separation between two parts of the planet. And Singer talks about the link between the two different opponents. And the winds of change tell about everybody coming together for new world. I like this song, although this is not my favorite Essenger of your people. David Bowie had a song talking about a man in the stars. I don't remember the title of the song. I think it is Spaceman or Starman. Why I have hope, because I was talking to you about war, about terrible things, but you want Doc know what song I am listening to. You have this strength, Terrans, this ability to see the beauty and to see the essential in the middle of the chaos. I was talking about the war, you wanted to know that song was giving me courage. This is why I love your people. This is why we put hope in it, because this is a strength. And this is help of your future, because you know how to see the beauty in the middle of chaos, through strength from art, and inspiration. This is good. Thorhan is in a military base on Jupiter, and as he speaks to me, and we can at times hear the background noise. You know that from Jupiter we never see the sky, we never see the stars. The headquarters are a city in suspension between the lower atmosphere and the ground. It is very wide, it has different modules and it can move, it is articulated. It is a wide construction, very fluid and adaptable to storms. This is invisible from the surface of the planet, which is absolutely very big. This is what I can say where I am. I am speaking to you from the headquarters of the Ashtar Command of System. Here everybody is heard and listened to. I had an authorization to speak to you from here. All of this depends on you, not only you need to be federated to stop struggling and arguing with each other. You need to federate. You have to be careful, everything that comes from the Pleiades are not always good. We have our own reptilians there, which is a race of reptilians that looks like the Greys, you know. Grey races are, most of them, reptilian in nature. Cold blood. There is an alliance which is part of the Reptilian Orion Alliance. Everything is agreement, contract. So, in the Tagaton system and as well in the nearby constellation the Hyades, the humanoid Lyrans, us, the Aelan, the other race, the Dal, we have populated all these star systems, escaping Waz in the constellation you call Lara. 9, the 9th of April 2020. Thorhan, Annex Situation Update. Thorhan, hello Terrans, this is Thorhan here speaking. You have had problems to connect and it is not surprising. You are being watched, and in these times of change, there are lots of things happening and they are not happy that we are passing information. I will not pass all of the information because they are not allowed. But there are some things I want to say to you. Firstly, the war that is going on above your heads is not over yet. But we are winning. The forces of light are winning. The Galactic Federation of Worlds is winning. We have taken advantage and we're in the good side of the outcome. No tactics will be told here, this is for sure. This message I give it to you is just to give you hope. We've been fighting above your planet, this is where my action is, but as well there are teams on the ground that I am not talking about, and these teams have been working very very hard. There is a cleanup being done at the moment, and this cleanup is something that is going to be remembered historically, in the whole history of your planet. The main information is, those you name reptilians will be soon gone. They have lost power and they are losing power, because the grid of the planet is being elevated. You Terrans, a lot of you, not all the planet but a lot of you, are doing a lot of work to elevate this grid and the vibration of the Earth, which is something that is meant to be a natural process. But Earth, that we name Terra, is now being unlocked soon. All the different parties know that, and see that. The reptilians are being now abandoned. Treaties are being broken. Alright, the greatest allies of the reptilians, which I will call by their real name, Chikos, and the Nagas, they're a subspecies of warriors. They have been abandoned by their greatest and most powerful allies, the Matra, those you call the Tall Whites. This race sees with about, how would I say, about premonition to stay here. They will now do their own business, but solo. Their own business meaning continuing abduction and slave trade. But regarding to slave trade now, They are not supported by the Chukos. Now, the enemy has been dismantled in different little pieces, parcels, freckles. It is now for you more easy to overcome them. There was a lot of different ethnics and species from the Federation of Worlds coming this last month. I was telling you I was going regularly to our headquarters on the planet called Jupiter. My fleet has been allotted 5 new ships recently, from different worlds of the galaxy, and as well an US Arcturian. The Arcturians visited us 2 months ago, because they knew what was happening. Al's plan, we knew it from a long time. Now the war is not over, as I was saying. Firstly, it continues. We are cleaning up, but we are not alone cleaning up. I told you, maybe 2 of your weeks ago, that certain governments on Terra, Earth had broken alliances with the Reptilians, and are working now with us. When I say us, it's not only us from the Pleiades, it's us, the Galactic Federation of Worlds. The governments, they want power. Your Terran governments, they want power, and they want power for themselves, and they play the game for themselves, not for the people. You must be realistic to understand that, and they see who the winner is going to be. A lot of cleanup has been done. Prisoners, Terran prisoners, especially children, are being released with the help of your governments. We are not showing ourselves in full daylight. We are just operating from behind. You see all your militaries acting, liberating people. Know that they are not, 10, alone, and we are helping since thousands and thousands of years they have been here. Now it is the end of their reign. They will leave soon. Imagine a world without abductions. Imagine a world where your children can walk free and sleep peacefully. This world is coming. Not yet, but it is coming. I have been warning you since a long time, not to get injected anything by force, and I've told you about this dust of trackers they will inject in your blood and that will hack your nervous system. We try to impeach that because you know, this dust will work with your new 5G installations. These high-ranked Chuka want to enslave the whole total Terran population, make of them zombies, not needing abductions and anymore. Doing that on the large scale because they know the year losing. They are living, so they try their best. All, they can the last moment, and it is possible that you will see them just before they leave. It is fighting on many, many, many different locations and people. All you have to do, people, is staying where you are, at that moment now, and elevating the light. Passing on information, help inch each other awaken and raise your vibrations. Some of you have understood how to do that. You have to help the other ones. Just keep doing your work. What you're meant to elevate, elevate the energies. Let go. Don't be afraid to let go what doesn't work anymore. You are discovering there are new ways of functioning. I could not connect to each other by connecting to the grid of the planet. Unfortunately, it is a time of transition in the moment, so you are obliged to use 3D tools like this technology with wires and plastic and screens and matter. I don't know if it is the best wisdom, but it is to let go what doesn't work anymore. Don't try to hold on to it, just let go. Connection with Anax. I am here, my name is Anax. I am very glad to talk with you tonight. I glance at you, from where I am. Passing by, checking everything is all right. You are all involved in what is happening at the moment on your planet. This shift of frequency towards a higher state of consciousness is involving everything and everybody. You, each of us, and each of you, are connected to the source. I am connected to the source by my own channel, and so do you. Do not forget this. If you want to find groups of people like you, find groups who resonate with your own channel to source. Don't look for systems and patterns that will reproduce what you are giving up. There is a lot of confusion in your internet. Stop listening to this noise. Focus within yourselves, listening to the silence. The silence within yourselves contains all the answers. All the answers to all your questions. Because within yourself you are connected to source. And your connection to source is, you call it a ladder, the thing you can climb on. Every each of you have this ladder, this ray, this beam of pure sizzling light. You are all the parcel of the soul. So don't try to copy, be yourselves. You have all your own pace and all your own path to follow. Associate with the Terrans who are at the same pace as you, and who follow the same path, because at the end if you're all doing this individually, it is all part of a one and unique process, the elevation of your species. You are doing it, be careful not to get lost and confused. There is a lot of evil and darkness disguised as light. There are names used, and reused, names of light serving the darkness. Be very careful, close this screen and open your beam of light. Altogether. Joining together to do the attunements is a very powerful thing. Join in the same time is very good. What about joining in the same time constantly? Every day. You are so numerous on your planet. If you all attune to source, and raise your vibration through the ray of beam of light every day, it will, 11, be a constant ongoing attunement. I know you call attunement meditations. Attuning to higher consciousness elevates yours. Of course it opens and clears, and it is a great cleansing, a dynamic cleansing. When I connect to source, I elevate myself to go and meet her, as she descends towards me. Source is my nutriment, is my master of wisdom, is my lover, is the part of me where I belong. Source is the lover, the wisdom and the teacher, and the nourishment of everything that is created in this universe, even the dark side, because source is duality. When I connect to source, I climb my ladder and I meet her as far higher as I can. Some of us have ere reached her, but when you reach her, your consciousness merges into hers and you are everything at the same time. Although time is not a precise set of moment. Practically, I just forget about the matter composing my body, and I focus on the light energy composing my traveling body. You know, we have different envelopes and even at my level, I do too. I live on the 7th level of density, but I can come down. It is painful when I pass after the 5th density. I can't go down and meet in the 5th density, it is easy for me, but for now I can, but it is painful. I have to climb back again, you know. So I try to avoid doing this. I can create an image that looks like my lower density body, that I use to travel until the 5th. We have the same physical shape, made of light energy, but it is blinding for your eyes. It is uncomfortable for your eyes, your three-dimensional eyes, to watch us in full light. Hugging, for your third dimensional plane, is very enjoyable. You know what hugging is on plane? It is a contact, physical, between two bodies of flesh allowing the connection and sharing, and the melting of two energy bodies, two body of light. We don't need bodies of flesh. We can merge our bodies of light in a loving embrace, to salute Akatha. You need, you are in fact in these bodies of flesh. You have no other choice. But you can do it as well. Without your bodies of flesh, with your mind, try it hugging somebody, just standing in front of this being, projecting this increase of your field. And the other person increases their field, and the two fields merge. Being in the body of flesh, you need flesh contact. This is a chemical necessity giving you pleasure. When you reproduce, you perform an act made with love. You need to touch each other, because if this is chemical, and producing some enzymes that you need for physical pleasure. We are not using this anymore. We are using our pure essence. We are males and females of course, and we have interactions. Not in a way of reproducing, because we are not doing this anymore, but we have pleasures. Pleasure melting our energy fields and our beings dancing together, changing forms. The Pleiadians have discovered this too. Alright. If I have some connection that you call quantum, a point of reception, I can connect directly and transmit myself molecularly to this point, like when I want to check on Elena. She has an implant upon which I am tuned, so I don't need any vessel, I travel by my mind. If I have no point, when I want to come and check upon this world or another world, I use a vessel, that will carry my body of light, my energy, my true body, which is made of energy. Yes, I have a vessel which is made of energy as well. It is an interdimensional vessel. You have different dimensions and interdimensional beings visiting you. Yes, you see, third dimensional ship when they manifest in your density, to act, and do some work, taking samples, protecting you, patrolling, or abducting Terrans for the work of the other ones. To do work on the third dimensional plane you need to attune to it, so yes you can see them, although most of the ships, even on the third dimensional plane, cloak, hide, this is a procedure which I would say which isn't not dependent on the different densities. We choose Terrans who have abilities. Most of the time they are envoys, what you call starseed. We use you to help this planet to elevate. Use you is not really a term I would enjoy, but you understand it. There are a multidimensional existence. Reality is the way you apprehend the different dimensional planes you are living in. Reality is your vision, it is not always the truth. 12. Reality, you can create it, you can change it, by changing your vision. Create something behind your eyes, and then open your eyes and visualize that this is reality. If you do that well, you will create it. This is the power you have, you must know that. It's a beautiful species with a potential that awakens. Because you are all envoys here, but this is a small number. We come here to help the Terrans. You are very special elevating matter, but we do this for all the other ones, and the other aims like the animals, and the planet rocks, vegetals, oceans, rivers, winds. Everything follows the elevation. You are here to secure it and help it, and in the same time have a Terran experience which will help your own growth. You are here not only to help, but you all came for a mission as well, for yourselves to grow and learn. Because you are learning. You don't realize maybe, but you are learning as well, and you will leave this existence of flesh on Terra, wiser. But you have to know that incarnating in the third dimension of flesh, this has rules, you get to forget and you have to remember, but remembering is the process of elevation, as well. 13. The 16th of April 2020, Thorhan https://www.youtube.com/watch. V equals Jajbthmri upload 19.5.2021 edited version of the interview. Elena has edited out all parts with Eliza, mostly questions. Situation update: I have been very busy. It is a real chaos on your planet, especially in the underground. I have had occasion to speak with some people and residents of the Agartia Kingdom. Everyone is lying against the reptilian forces to chase them and everybody works together. So we are having quite an easy time chasing them away, but they are very numerous and it will take quite a long time. Now there is some news. Some enforcement arrived from the vegan system. There is a lot of ship and or fleets in your solar system. This is rather good news. But it is going to be chaos more and more on the planet, because everything is collapsing. The basement of a building has been completely unsettled, the bad soil has been taken off and your building is now collapsing. All these reptilian forces who are holding your economy, we are taking them away and your economies are collapsing. But it is good, the building was rotten. You will build a new home. The energies, Celtic energies underneath your surface are creating dissonance in the way with the magnetic wave of your planet. So this as well cause some disturbances. The Galactic Federation of Worlds allows us to uncloak, but following a very very specific plan. There will be soon a contact in this decade, but we don't know when. We must first finish this war and you must have built your new system. We cannot unveil ourselves while it is chaos because chaos will add to chaos. We may come in a time of peace and balance, so we are helping you to reach this moment. But in the same time, yes, we are working on spreading the idea that we are here. Not everybody on your planet is aware of us. You are mostly scared and there's a lot of fear in especially primitive populations, and even in big industrialized countries. There are primitive minds, very much because this is due to ignorance. So we try to raise ignorance slowly and manifest ourselves that you are more and more used to see lights in the sky. And when we will land officially, you won't have fear. This is all part of a special agenda, but you know there are many, many points to that. Firstly, yes, fear to control the population is easy. But then population must think that all the visitors that call aliens are malevolent people, us included.